Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. And now ask us about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money when you have Xfinity Internet. You get up to 5 lines included of talk and text, all at no extra cost. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and autopay within 30 days. Your charges increase by $5 a month. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity Gigabit service, router coverage, and speed on the 5 gigahertz band. Netflix streaming membership required.
Duran Diamond Merchant and Swiss Watches is the Mid-South's number one diamond wholesaler, with offices in Antwerp and Israel. Duran's has an extensive collection of the finest loose diamonds and the largest selection of elegant engagement rings offered to you at wholesale prices. Duran's collection of exquisite fancy yellow diamond rings, diamond bracelets, sparkling diamond earrings, diamond necklaces, color stone jewelry, and sterling silver designer jewelry is sure to satisfy any taste or budget. Duran's is also home to Swiss Watches and offers up to a 40% discount on luxury brands, including Breitling, Tag Heuer, Rolex, Omega, and Patek Philippe, to name a few. Whatever you are looking for or dreaming of, Duran Diamond Merchant and Swiss Watches prides themselves in making fabulous pieces without ever compromising on quality or personal service. Visit the experts at Duran Diamond Merchant and Swiss Watches, 510 Perkins Extended, Memphis, Tennessee. www.durandiamonds.com.
I'm loving this coffee because with every sip, I can save tons by downloading digital coupons at Kroger.com. I can even get a digital coupon for a free product every Friday. And every day, I can choose from over $400 in digital coupons. So I'm in.
Sign up for your free account and start saving more today at Kroger.com.
Kroger ground beef is just $1.99 a pound, sold in a 5-pound roll. And T-bone steaks are $6.99 a pound in the value pack with your card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
In search of a new career? Foyer Powertrain in Tunica, Mississippi is now hiring. Foyer Powertrain is a Tier 1 crankshaft manufacturer for the automotive industry. Enjoy working in a climate-controlled, state-of-the-art facility that's fully automated and designed to foster innovation and advanced manufacturing processes. Foyer Powertrain is currently seeking CNC operators, maintenance techs, quality techs, and engineers. Go to foyer-usa.com now to apply. Again, that's feuer-usa.com. Join our team and help us crank up the world.
Hey guys, let's talk about burgers. Look, Memphis is full of great burgers. We all know that. But did you know you can find some of the most underrated burgers in Memphis at the Blue Monkey? You heard me right. The Blue Monkey has phenomenal burgers. And if you haven't tried one yet, this is John Martin personally recommending the Blue Monkey for your next burger in Memphis. Enjoy 8 ounces of delicious ground chuck made to order paired with fries or onion rings. My mouth is watering just talking about it. If you want to get fancy with your order, try the barbecue bacon or the Blue Moon Burger. Both go perfect with happy hour or a late night snack. As always, the Blue Monkey has 2 locations ready to serve you. 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown and 513 South Front Street downtown. Check out the menu and more at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia in Midtown every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown this weekend on Friday night. Free World on Saturday, The Pistol and the Queen.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Listen at 9, 11, 1, and 3 p.m. Text the word we give out to 72881. You could win $1,000. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Took to Twitter earlier this afternoon to Make sure everybody understands that he is the father of his child. What a weird thing to feel like you have to do. But it was getting a lot of interest on social media the past few days. I just stayed away from it because, like, whatever.
Whatever.
But I had people outside of Memphis, like basketball people, text me and be like, is this stuff with Conley true?
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. I said I never heard that rumor, but, like, you know, I don't know. Who knows? But
what's going on?
Anyway, Mike addressed it earlier today. We'll talk about it in the next segment. But right now is your award-winning columnist, Memphis Commercial Appeal, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. It's the great Jeff Calkins. Hey, Jeff Calkins, how are you today?
I'm fabulous, good.
Did you get to watch OJ's parole hearing?
You know, I've only seen highlights because I was in meetings during much of the parole hearing. So only some.
It was, like, I
gather, yes. I mean, the conflict-free life stuff, all of that.
It was unbelievable. But it just felt like, you know, 1995 all over again. Like, the whole country just glued to watching OJ on television. But I was talking to John Martin in the last hour, and it's interesting talking to somebody his age because he has no memory. He wasn't born. I think he was born in 1996, so he wasn't born when Ron Goldman...
91, he said, right?
Yeah. What, he was born in 1991?
I think he was 91.
Okay, 91. Yeah. He said he has no memory.
26, yeah.
Yeah, he has no memory of any of it. So he doesn't remember the murder. He doesn't remember the Bronco chase. He doesn't remember the trial. He doesn't remember the glove. He doesn't remember the not guilty verdict. And it just must be hard to grasp why the whole world is caught up in this today if you didn't live through that. But what I tried to explain to him, and I've talked about with other people, is that, you know, that is what we did. It was really the first mainstream, I think this is probably true, the first mainstream reality television show, the O.J. Simpson trial, in the sense that just like reality television, it took otherwise anonymous people and made them super famous, whether it was Judge Ito or Marsha Clark or Johnny Cochran, who was somewhat famous, but not like this. You know, Cato Kalin, like these otherwise normal people who just had normal jobs became the most famous cast of characters in our country. And they were on television like every day for basically a year. It was just an amazing time to experience all of that.
I can't even think of anything since then that has rivaled it.
No.
I mean, we have real reality TV and people watch that. And some people watch The Bachelor and some people watch Survivor and some people, but nothing. It gripped the entire country, and it is the old, you know, people, can you remember where Kennedy was shot? Can you remember? I don't remember exactly where I was when the Bronco was going down the highway. I was covering a Marlins game at Joe Robbie Stadium or whatever the hell. It was in the press box, and there was a baseball game going on. We were just watching. We were watching the television because we didn't have little screens back then. You would have watched it on your, you know, today you'd watch it on your laptop.
Right.
We didn't have laptops. And so, like, Larry, and I remember, I don't know if this was true, like, I heard you earlier talking about it. I was hoping he would kill himself. During that entire trip, I was hoping he would kill himself. Like, I wanted him to just kill himself because I wanted it to be over. Like, you knew he did it, right? You knew then he did it. And nothing that happened subsequently shed much doubt on it. I just wanted him to kill himself. And I mean, I'm not the guy who yells jump when a guy's on the top of a building, but I remember distinctly, and maybe it is because I was a Buffalo Bills fan growing up, but and that's Al Cowlings, who also played for the Buffalo Bills, defensive end for the Buffalo Bills, teammate is, I just wanted him to kill himself. I didn't want to go through the whole thing. I didn't want any of it. And honestly, I think we probably would have been better off had we not gone through it, because then you had the entire, you know, it's foreshadowing or maybe just revealing the racial divide, as you pointed out. It was right there in the same time as the Rodney King verdict and everything else, and it can only be understood, the verdict certainly can only be understood in that context. But we had lots of so many themes that ran through it. The justice that rich people can buy, that poor people can't, right? The vindication of an African American man in over a justice system that, not real vindication, but these judicial vindication over justice that normally screws the African American man. There were so many themes throughout the stuff. It was this detailed, incredibly compelling drama, and yet it also touched on sports, celebrity, so much of of the big themes of American life.
And it was like it went on forever, and we watched it every day. It wasn't like, you know, it was like, okay, the first week is very interesting, and then we, like, tuned out for a couple months and then went back to it. Like, we were there every day. It is what you – and I don't even mean, like, oh, I can remember – like, I was a high school student, and it was what me and my friends watched and talked about. Like, hey, did you see Johnny Cochran today, or did you hear what, you know, they said today? Or, like, it was the conversation in America, in, you know, in every social circle – white, black, rich, poor. Like, you talked about the OJ case. I'm interested in what you said, though, about the Bronco chase. You said you just wanted him to kill himself then. Were we certain that he committed? I felt like then it was all so fresh that it was like, no way OJ could have done this. There was still some of that. Wasn't there at that time?
Yeah, by then, I think, I don't know. But I distinctly remember wishing he'd kill himself because I thought he'd done it. I just liked it to be over. So I'm sure there was some doubt, but I don't remember what we knew then. Did we know that he'd cut his hand then? Did we know that he'd fled to Chicago or wherever the hell he was? Where was he? Where'd he go?
He went to Chicago, yeah.
Chicago. Did we know he'd fled to Chicago then? Did we know that? Honestly, it was the flight itself that also suggested that he'd killed him. That he killed them, you know, the fact, the wacky way he was behaving, all of that. Like, I don't know, I just had a conviction in my own heart that he had at that point. And I don't remember specifically what we knew then, but I remember wishing he'd kill himself.
One of the things that we found out subsequently that, to me, is just game, set, match. Even if you, like, want to disregard the DNA, which you shouldn't, by the way. I mean, you got, like, his DNA everywhere, Ron Goldman's DNA, like, everywhere, like Ron Goldman's, like, there was just DNA of people that shouldn't be anywhere close to where it was, except for, like, unless you murdered these two people. But even if you want to disregard all of that, there's the moment where the detective who had to call him in Chicago to tell him, you know, your ex-wife has been found dead. They tell him that, and this is in the documentary. They tell him, they awake him, and they tell him, you're presumably awake him, and they tell him, you know, Nicole Brown Simpson has been found dead. And he doesn't ask how. He doesn't ask what happened, which is like the most natural reaction to if you get a phone call and somebody who, you know, didn't have cancer or didn't, you know, have, you know, didn't have some sort of obvious medical concern. Like, if you suddenly hear somebody has died. I mean, I see this all the time on Facebook, like somebody I went to high school with, like they rest in peace, so-and-so. And my immediate question is, what happened?
Yeah.
OJ never asked what happened. He was just told that his ex-wife, the mother of his children, was dead. And he never asked, well, how? What happened? What do you mean? And so that's like because he already knew. It wasn't a natural thing for him to ask what happened because he knew what had happened. And so... It was a wild time to
Did you get the sense, by the way, it was interesting to see because it was on in the newsroom, obviously, and people, and it did feel like we were sort of back there, obviously not to that level. It can possibly be to that level. I sort of, as this week approached, as you often do, you sort of think, people aren't going to be that interested, but then it comes upon it. And I think people were gripped.
Oh, 100%. Like, I talked about it on the Sunday CBS Sports show because at that time, I don't think many people knew this was coming on Thursday. Like, it was out there.
No, it's a big story.
But it wasn't something people were talking about. And I was like, hey, you know, I figure I could get a segment out of it, right? And, you know, I said, like, you can, my guess is, even though you haven't thought about O.J. Simpson in a little while, certainly since the 30 for 30 was done,
yeah.
On Thursday afternoon, as a country, we're going to be watching O.J. Simpson again. And that is absolutely what happened today.
What happened?
Every network, every network carried it. CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, ESPN. I mean, it was everywhere. And then it was just, once again, incredible television.
Terrific.
Because you have this guy who, yes, was found not guilty by a jury of his peers of double murder, but he killed those people. And the overwhelming majority of Americans who are aware of O.J. Simpson think of him as a double murderer. And he's just saying these things that suggest he's a complete sociopath because... You know, I'm not saying he had to sit up there today and admit to killing Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, but you also don't have to say, I've basically lived a conflict-free life.
It was just staggering. I've never raised a gun to everyone. I basically, I'm nice on the streets, never lived a conflict-free life. It's just staggering.
I had it on the DVR or like on the DirecTV box, and I would actually rewind it. And I would be like, hold on. Did he just say, I've never pulled a weapon on anybody? That's what? Actually what he said. I've never
pulled a weapon.
What's going on?
I've never pulled a weapon on anybody. You've never pulled.
Unbelievable.
You realize the whole world thinks you used a knife to kill your ex-wife and her friend.
You famously did it, bro.
Like, I'm not saying he has to say, well, you know, okay, there was that one night back 94, you know, I did pull a weapon on Nicole and Ron, and everybody knows that story. But like, since then, I never pulled a weapon on it.
Turns out the thing he didn't do was masturbate in a prison cell.
You don't have to say that, but what you don't, like, don't pretend you've never pulled a weapon on anybody, because the whole world, like, looks at you and, like, what? I can't believe, like, how insane do you have to be?
It is. Why? Like, what does drive him to say that? I can't imagine. I heard you say earlier that you think at some level he believes it. Do you believe that to be true? Do you think he doesn't? Do you think in his heart he believes he hasn't pulled a weapon on anything?
I think sometimes you tell a lie so often that it just, I don't know that you ever really believe it.
That's kind of a tough thing to forget, though, Gary.
No. I don't mean that you tell a lie so often and then you forget the truth, but you tell a lie so often that you're just very comfortable telling it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know people like that. Not who, like, have murdered people and then pretended they didn't do it, but, like, you know, people who are clear, very clearly, like, have
distorted
done,
reality of what really happened.
They were just distorted reality of themselves.
Yeah.
You know, like, they'll say things like, I don't want to get too.
I know where you're going.
I think everybody has a distorted, somewhat distorted reality of themselves. I mean, all you have to do is talk to any two people who are divorced, right? Ask what happened in the marriage.
Right.
And you will get two extraordinarily different stories, each which is believed by the person who's telling that story, and each which puts them in the more favorable light, right? But that's a little different than saying, that's sort of twisting reality and your own conception of reality so you're more comfortable with who you are and what you've done. But that's different than being able to say you've never lifted a weapon to someone when you've murdered two people. that's a tougher leap for me.
That's a whole nother level. I mean, but that is actually what he said. I've basically lived a conflict-free life. I was a good guy in the streets, and I've never pulled a weapon on anybody.
What's going on?
You're a double murderer. Like, I know you got off. Like, I.
You had a civil judgment, though.
It's just unbelievable. Like, that you could say that because, it seems
remarkable.
I thought he was about to talk himself back into jail. Like,
I
think that's what it was important to. I mean, I do think, like, in the end of this, he should have been out of jail. Like, I mean, this is, in the end, a nation of laws, and you're not allowed to, just as you think and you know that he killed those people, you're not allowed to hold that against him. Honestly, I think in the original sentencing, they shouldn't have held it against him.
No.
You know, you're not supposed to be, if you're a judge, saying, hey, I know that they screwed up this one, so I'm going to whack him here. That's not how it's supposed to work. He went through a trial. Whatever. It didn't work. It does not appear that justice was served, at least to me, in that trial. In this particular, it was very clear he should not be in jail for this particular crime any longer. He just shouldn't be. And so I think it sort of is, it's bizarre that O.J. Simpson double murder is going to be walking out there, but it is at a time when you wonder how much laws matter anymore in this country, period. It was that is what the system was supposed to do. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing with it. Things can be very unpleasant. You know, you can have Nazis demonstrating, but we let them demonstrate because we're a nation of laws,
Gary,
right? Because we believe in what we believe, and he should be out of jail for that crime.
Gary, do you think that he was putting on a show knowing people were watching? In other words,
well, of course.
That he he knew they were basically going to have to let him out based on his behavior. And so he put on this sort of performance, from what I saw, that was sort of speaking to people or trying to speak
He's
to people.
He's trolling everybody.
Yes.
He's trolling everybody.
It's exactly right, Jeff.
I don't think he was intentionally trolling people. I think he was putting on a performance, and I think he's just delusional. I think he's a sociopath because, like, you don't say the things he actually said unless there's, like, something seriously. You're just not wired the right way. You're exactly right, though. Not only did he not deserve to be in jail any longer for this particular crime, he didn't deserve to be in jail this long for this particular crime. For people who don't remember, the prosecutors offered him a deal to plead guilty to this, 2 years in prison. He countered and said, I'll do one. And they said, no deal, we'll go to trial. And then he got 9 years.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Like, I don't want to say this in an absolute way, but you would have a hard time finding somebody who was accused or who has been convicted of exactly what O.J. Simpson was convicted of in Las Vegas, who did 9 years in prison. Mm. Like, the other people who were involved in the armed robbery, the ones who actually had the gun,
yeah,
they got, like, nothing. They got nothing relative to this. He'd been in jail 9 years. And so it becomes very clear that the
ulterior motive from the judgment.
The judge in this particular case was getting him for the double
And good
murder.
For him.
Was,
Get
it,
him.
It, it, believe it
no, that's not good for him. That yeah. is not good for him. You're not allowed to do that. It's not.
Well, who cares, Jeff? I'm happy that he did it.
You'd be out there busting people out of jail and stringing them up because you think you can serve justice on your own. That's not how it works.
Yeah, no.
Well, I did hear, so I'm glad.
Yeah, like, listen, I got no, like, I wasn't protesting that O.J. Simpson needs to be a free man because I do think he got away with murder. But, like, according to the laws of this country, and more specifically the parole system in Nevada, he deserved to be paroled today. And so it was considered a formality. But I swear, like, as he was talking through it, I was like, dude, there was somebody yesterday, or maybe it was this morning, like a legal analyst. And they tweeted, like, basically, like,
Dan Abrams.
I don't know who it was. But basically, all OJ has to do today is A, B, C, and D.
Yeah.
And, like, he did the opposite of A, B, C, and D. Like, he just could not. It was, like, show remorse. There was none of that. Show you're humble. There was very little of that. Take responsibility. He really didn't take responsibility for that. He kept saying, I've never made excuses. But then he'd be like, you know, I didn't do this, and I didn't do that, and I didn't know this, and I didn't do that. It was just, like, when you're sitting there and you won't. Again, you don't have to acknowledge that you murdered two people, but you also don't have to say, I've never pulled a weapon on anybody, because that parole board's got to just be sitting there going, what is he saying?
You
he's
jackass.
Never pulled a weapon.
Yeah.
But, like, ultimately, they did their job. You know, there's a point system in place, and there's rules involved, and so he'll be a free man presumably in early October. That is when he's expected to be released. Is it clear cut to you he becomes the most despised free person in the United States?
Well, who could be close?
Somebody on Twitter said George Zimmerman, and I think that's a good answer.
Yeah, but not close.
I don't think it's close.
First of all, I honestly wouldn't recognize George Zimmerman. It was a point you were making earlier that if you were, you know, if you went into Huey's today and O.J. Simpson sat down next to you, you'd go, oh, my God, O.J. Simpson. You'd start texting me. You'd probably take a picture, you'd do whatever. O.J. Simpson's here. If George Zimmerman came in, I wouldn't say just like Casey Anthony, it would be lost in the whatever. And person, if I thought about it, I might think that's George Zimmerman. But if someone told me that George Zimmerman is at Huey's and I had to identify him, well, then I'd say, well, yeah, that's George Zimmerman. But I wouldn't just know. Probably the most hated people in America are either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, depending on who you believe. You know, honestly, depending on your side of this or something. But obviously for totally different reasons. I don't know. Who else is hated?
Kim Kardashian.
Well, I mean, there are people who are hated, but, like, you know, Kim Kardashian's hated for a variety of reasons, none of which are double murder.
Right.
And she's also loved, I mean, like, by even more people than who hate her. It's why that everything she puts her name on sells out immediately. There aren't people who love O.J. Simpson.
I actually do wonder. I don't know if there's been any. At the time, as you know, there was a remarkable divide in the white and black communities in terms of whether people thought he was guilty or innocent, right? Have you seen recent data on that. You know, you and I are sitting here talking about, of course, he did it. And you do wonder, is there that same divide right now?
It's not the same. It has definitely changed. I'm sure there's somebody out there who still, like, thinks, hey, you never know. Like, I'm not sure he did it. But I think there was a time when it really just broke down along racial lines. Like, right. white people said O.J. killed them, and black people said, no, he didn't. And that's really the way, I mean, you go watch the reactions, the public reactions to the verdict. You watch the group of white people, and it's just like, what the? And you watch the group of black people, and it's a celebration. Maybe not so much because O.J. got away with murder, or because they thought O.J. was not guilty, and so he was found not guilty. That's good. But, like, for once, this criminal justice system that has screwed people who look like O.J. Simpson for decades and decades and decades, like, somebody who looks like us got over, beat the system. And, like, let's celebrate that.
I don't think it was just that, though. I really think it was believed innocent.
I think there was a lot of...
Believed innocent because they knew lots of people who, in fact, had been innocent, who had been screwed. But right. It wasn't just, therefore, he got off, and it's nice to see someone of color get off. It's that... Why the hell do I trust, what was the police officer's
Mark
name?
Mark Furman.
Yeah, why the hell do I trust Mark Furman? I've seen a million Mark Furmans in my life. I know what they do. I don't trust Mark Furman.
Right. I mean,
and so therefore I don't believe he's guilty. I think, I don't know. I don't have the polls in front of me. I think at the time, it was really a belief in innocence, and I don't know. I'd be interested if they did those polls right now, how different they would be.
I think they would be different. And, Brad, you could probably Google this. Google it and see if you can find it.
Yep.
I think they would be different, and for two reasons. A, all these years later, we know more about the case. Even though we lived through it, we know more about it now. And B, we have a better understanding as a society of DNA now. Like, that whole DNA, like, should have been game, set, match with O.J. Simpson in that trial. But we didn't quite... like
trust it in the way that we do now.
Right. And also, like,
recent polls now say that the majority, both black and white, in current day believe he was guilty.
Yeah. And okay, so the other thing,
do you have numbers by
there's several polls now, two decades later, and it's overwhelming, both of them.
The other thing that has happened over the past 20 years is not only that we have a better understanding of the case and DNA and all that stuff, prominent African-American voices have said, come on, he did it.
Right.
And that is different than somebody who looks like me saying, come on, he did it. And that has resonated within the African-American community. I don't mean to pretend to be an expert on the African-American community, but I've read enough about this to, yes, that whatever the percentage of African-Americans who in real time thought O.J. Simpson genuinely was innocent of these crimes, that number has shrunk considerably over the years.
Right. Well, interesting day in America.
It is an interesting day in America. Other answers, possible answers to most hated free person in America. We've talked about Casey Anthony. We've talked
Cosby.
We've talked about George Zimmerman. I think Cosby is probably on the list somewhere, but like
Cosby, yeah.
Martin Shkreli, the guy who obtained the license for the...
Oh, right, the drug dude, the guy who jacked up the prices.
Yeah, like, he's on that list. He's on that list. I mean, he didn't murder people, but people have...
he behaved horribly.
Yeah, but people have presumably died because they didn't have access to their medicine anymore. And so, like, yeah, he's a horrible person. But I do think the answer is O.J. Simpson. And what makes it so fascinating is exactly what I was talking about earlier that you referenced. Casey Anthony could cut her hair, move to a different city, and basically blend in. Even change her name if she wanted to. Start going by Laura. Like, whatever. If she wanted a new life somewhere else, she could basically have it. And I think George Zimmerman probably, for the most part, could, too. Most people, these folks that a certain segment of our population believes they're murderers and they got away with it. But there is no not being O.J. Simpson if you're O.J. Simpson. You can grow your hair out, cut it, dye it, move anywhere in this country, and when you walk into a restaurant... You're O.J. Simpson.
Before the crime in 2007, a Washington Post survey found that 40% of black people respondents believed he was innocent of the murders, compared with 71% who felt that way around the same time Simpson was acquitted in 95. So it went from...
So it's dropped about 30%.
30%, roughly. And that was 10 years ago, so yeah. I'm sure it's even more now.
I'm sure it's even more now after the FX series. Like, really, after the FX series.
Of course.
And after the 30 for 30. So that's interesting stuff. Jeff Calkins, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, Matt.
Bye-bye.
It is fascinating that this is captivating because of his personality and everything, but it is still a sad story. It just is. I mean, I know today Rich Eisen was on TV, like, talking about the fact we basically forget how gruesome the murders were. And you of course have seen the documentary and you've seen the movie and stuff, but it was gruesome and they were brutally murdered, probably by him.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a such thing as a peaceful murder, but if there is, brutal. This is the opposite of that. This was a very violent and, brutal, to use your word, and yeah. passionate.
Yep.
More than anything, that's what the detectives will tell you. This was quite clearly committed by somebody
who rage
was,
almost
who was emotionally invested in the situation, yeah. Because murders that are carried out this way typically are. So this is just a day where all of those stories and memories are conjured up because. There he was on our television again, speaking to the world, O.J. Simpson, just like he did consistently back in 1995, or just like his lawyers did consistently back in 1995 when that trial gripped our country for month after month after month. Mike Conley wants you to know that he is actually the father of his child. Kind of crazy that he had to address this on Twitter earlier today. I'll give you the backstory next.
It's the $80,000 free agency freeload on 92.9 FM ESPN. Win $1,000 just for listening weekdays at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. Text the word we give out to 72881 within 15 minutes, and you could win $1,000 like other local Memphians in this national contest. Data message rates apply.
Bank of Bartlett wants to know, what's your dream? Let my friends at Bank of Bartlett assist you with an up to $20,000 personal line of credit. It's so quick and so easy. Just bring in two paycheck stubs. Visit Bank of Bartlett at any of their convenient locations, East Memphis, Collierville, Germantown, Cordova, Bartlett, Arlington, Raleigh, Wolfchase. And oh yeah, don't forget to tell them that your boy Jason Smith sent you. Remember, up to a $20,000 personal line of credit for whatever your dream is. You want to start a new business? This is the way to do it. You've always dreamed about it. Here's the money. Find them on the web at bankofbartlett.com or call them today at 901-382-6600. That's 901-382-6600. Bank of Bartlett has the best mobile app and internet banking in the business. Bank of Bartlett wants to be your bank. They're my bank. Let them be your bank, too. You can check them out online at bankofbartlett.com. Member FDIC, loans subject to credit policies and approval. Rates, terms, and conditions are subject to change.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine here once again for MemphisHairDoctor.com, New Body Concepts. You've been hearing me talk about this company for years, and it's because they're simply the best. They have a new office location in Germantown, but the same incredible staff that has more experience with the neograft procedure than anyone in the area. They have done millions of grafts. They are the top neograft provider in the southeastern United States, and they have the best prices in the entire country. The neograft procedure revolutionized hair restoration. No longer do you have to go through a painful, scar-inducing procedure that doesn't look natural and just leaves you wondering, why did you do it in the first place? The neograft procedure uses your own hair, so it's natural and it looks fantastic. I went through the process 4.5 years ago. I've had friends go through the process. It really does work. But don't take my word for it. Go to the website, MemphisHairDoctor.com, or give them a call. Set up your free consultation. 855-865-HAIR. 855-865-HAIR. 865-HAIR. Call my friend Missy. Get set up with a free consultation today. 855-865-HAIR. New Body Concepts.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself. And with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours. And you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
At Firehouse Subs, we believe small is big. Now you can get the gigantic flavor of any of our 10 specialty subs in a new flavor pack small size, starting at just $3.99. The price is small, the sub is small, but the taste is big. They're loaded with the same great cheeses and meats like Virginia honey ham, choice roast beef, and smoked turkey. And here's a little fact. Each new small sub checks in at under 500 calories. Small subs, big flavor, starting at just $3.99. Now that is big news.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia, reminding you that now a portion of every single firehouse subs purchase goes towards providing life-saving equipment for first responders. So even their new small subs can make a big difference.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. Firehouse of America will donate 0.13% of your purchases in 2017 at all U.S. locations to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation with a minimum donation of $1 million. For full details, visit firehousesubs.com.
You hear that drip? Think about it this way. There's a nickel. There's a dime. And before you know it, this is getting expensive. Drips or water leaks like this can add up quickly on your water bill. It might as well be this sound. That's your money going down the drain. 901 Plumbing can service any problems that arise. Residential, commercial, and 24-hour emergency service. Drips, drops, and even pours, 901 Plumbing can settle the score. On your water bill, that is. 901 Plumbing. 901-235-4200 or 901plumbing.com.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Finessing on them with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lives. In fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boo, babe, tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy your Westie girl with my base stuff. I know that it's good. Won't you say that?
So, an interesting story involving the point guard of the Memphis Grizzlies, Mike Conley. He tweeted earlier today a meme of, who's the talk show host? Who is that? Is that
Maury Povich?
Maury Povich,
yeah.
Right. I'm unfamiliar with those daytime talk shows.
I was trying to figure out his tweet. It was very cryptic.
Okay, so it just says, the results are in, Mike, you are the father.
Yeah.
And so I imagine there were a lot of people just like you who were like, what is this about?
I thought he was having another child.
And so the backstory here is a couple of days ago, this Twitter user named... Turf Talk Boys.
Okay, the Turf Talk Boys.
Tweeted a picture of Mike and his wife Mary and their son Miles. And it says, Mr. Nice Guy Mike Conley added again, he stayed with his wife after she cheated on him and had another man's baby. And so I don't know anything about Turf Talk Boys, so I didn't know this when it happened. But I guess it was yesterday or maybe the day before. A buddy of mine who represents NBA players.
Yeah.
He sent me a text, and all the text said was, is this Mike Conley S for real? And I was like, what are you talking about? And, like, the weird thing was I was doing a radio interview at the time, and I was so distracted by that text. Because I was like, is this Mike Conley S real?
Right. I was never know what that is.
Well, I'm like, did Mike Conley just die in a car wreck? Like, I don't, like, is this for real? Like, I don't have any idea what, like, maybe that's just the weird way my mind works, but I was like, Mike Conley, did Mike Conley die? Like, what happened to Mike? What have I missed? Because I had been on the phone on this radio interview for about 5 minutes. Uh-huh. So if something had just popped on Twitter, like, I wasn't looking at it.
Right.
So I'm trying to talk on the radio, and I'm also, like, doing Twitter searches for Mike Conley. And then I find this tweet pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it says, again, Mr. Nice Guy Mike Conley added again. He stayed with his wife after she cheated on him and had another man's baby. And so the pictures of Mike and Mary and Miles. And Miles is sitting there, and he appears to have blonde hair and blue eyes. Point being... he don't look much like Mike Conley. Like, you know, sometimes you can look at somebody and you go, woo, I know who baby that is.
Yeah, it's definitely his kid. Like, your kids are all, like, they're definitely yours.
Well, Louie, especially right now, like, because I have a shaved head right now.
Yes.
Like, Louie looks just like me right now,
they
right?
Do. Yes.
So if you saw Louie and you saw me, you'd be like, oh, yeah, you're definitely the father there.
It's GPs.
If you saw Miles, you might not go, that's clear. Look, he looks just like Mike Conley. You wouldn't say Miles looks just like Mike Conley. But it obviously doesn't mean it's not his child, but if you saw this particular picture, you would go, who's kid is Mike Conley holding? So, like, that's the root of the comment. And so, you know, I text my buddy back and I'm like, listen, I never heard that rumor. You know, like, I don't know if this guy just making a joke because of the picture But, like, I never heard that before. And then I backed it up by saying, but who knows? I don't know. Like, I don't know. Yeah. You know, I know Mike. I like Mike. I've met Mary, but I don't know her. Like, I don't know anything about their situation. So then my buddy goes, he goes, so you're going to talk about this on the radio? And I said, absolutely not. Right? Because, A, it's just an uncomfortable thing to talk about. B, if it's true, that's, like, their deal. Like, perhaps they've worked it all out, and good for them. Life's hard enough. I ain't here to try to mess it up for anybody else. And so, I was just like, no, I'm not going to talk about it.
No, of course not.
And then I really just forgot about it. Yeah. But it was getting a lot of traction on social media. And then, of course, Mike addressed it today by tweeting a meme of Mari Povich that says, the results are in. Mike, you are the father. Then on Instagram, he posted a picture of Miles. And it says, my little guy and hashtag blue eyes, hashtag runs in the fam, hashtag I'm not that nice.
Yeah.
In other words, saying, like, listen, if my wife had gotten pregnant by another man, she would not be my wife anymore. Like, I'm nice, but I'm not that nice.
He's funny.
So
he's
what
good.
A weird thing to have to address publicly, because in a weird social media circle for the past 2 days. And I imagine this must be difficult for Mary as well, because she's active on social media, particularly on Instagram. Like, that's just a weird thing to have people out there thinking that that's true, particularly when it's not true. I imagine it's difficult when it is true and people are thinking that.
Yeah.
But especially when it's not true, the idea that there's people, and it was like legitimate people, because again, a friend of mine who represents NBA players like texted me and was like, is this Mike Conley stuff for real? And so I guess Mike was compelled to address it just as like shut people up. Like, no, this is not something my wife and I have gone through. My wife didn't have someone else's baby, but just a bizarre sort of story that involves the most high profile player for our professional basketball franchise.
And looking at the Turf Talk Boys, I don't know anything about the Turf Talk Boys. So, and I don't even know why I should even mention them, but I'm looking at the tweet. I don't understand what the heck they were doing. Like, here's exactly what it reads. It has this picture of Mike, this beautiful picture of his beautiful wife and their beautiful son together, sitting, smiling with balloons on just the steps of what looks like could be their house or somebody else's house. And it just reads, Mr. Nice Guy Mike Conley at it again, period. He stayed with his wife after she cheated on him and had another man's baby. The only way you could think positively about them is that they were making just a very ill-advised joke.
That's what I think it was. I think it was a joke. Basically, the joke being, man, look at Mike Conley's kid. Mike Conley's kid's got blonde hair and blue eyes. Doesn't look anything like Mike Conley.
Right.
That was the joke.
Right.
But when taken word for word and literally, what it suggests is that Mike Conley stayed with his wife after she cheated and had another man's baby. And that got traction on social media. Like, it didn't show up on Pardon the Interruption, but it was like, it was making the rounds in social media circles well enough to where a friend of mine who represents NBA players hit me and was like, is this Mike Conley stuff is for real?
It's unbelievable.
And it only gained traction, you know, subsequently, like by every hour. You go back to that, you know, the original tweet right now.
2 days ago at 9:17.
The original tweet right now has 1,600 retweets.
Yeah.
And 1,800 likes. And so it had made the rounds. I don't want to say it went viral, but it had made the rounds to the point where Mike felt like he needed to say, hold up, that's not, Miles is my son, blue eyes run in the family, you guys are crazy. But it's like also must be frustrating because they're accusing your wife of something very, very serious, so I'm glad it all got cleared up.
What's interesting,
and I'm also glad that's not true.
A Memphian was the first response, and you got me started on this when I started on Twitter shortly after you started, I think, when you first started working here. And so I've started reading the comments because the comments sometimes are interesting. The first comment is from a guy named Peter Collin. And I know Peter because I think he lives out in Munford or something, but he was the first to respond that morning. And his quote is, defamation. One, a false statement made with malice. Publication of that statement, false, at least negligence and harm. I mean, I don't know if, he doesn't need the money, that's for sure, but you could almost make a case. That's rough.
Well, I mean, I don't think this is going to result in a lawsuit.
I don't think so either.
But it is, it's a bad rumor that was initiated.
Terrible.
Probably rooted in a joke, but it was a joke worded in a not very funny way. It was a serious allegation against a public figure.
Yeah.
And, one that was so serious that he felt compelled to respond to it. So glad we got all that cleared up. If you're wondering, yes, Mike Conley is the father of Mike Conley's son. And that should be the end of that. Dinner to Go's next.
Hey, it's Jason and John. Listen to our shows weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. and join us as we host the 2017 Sports Ball for Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Mid-South.
Celebs, food, drinks, prizes, basically games for grown-ups, futures for kids. Sports Ball on Saturday, July 22nd at Minglewood Hall. Get your tickets now at 929ESPN.com before they're gone.
Find new roads. Jim Karras Chevrolet out at 2000 Covenant Pike on the web. JimKarrasMemphis.com. Family owned and operated since 1949. Open 6 days a week every day except Sunday. And nobody in the entire Mid-South has a larger inventory of new Chevrolets than Jim Karras Chevrolet. That's a fact. Huge inventory. Right now, more than 100 Silverados, Suburbans, and Tahoes in stock. You can get a crew cab Silverado for up to $8,000 off. Drive a Tahoe for less than $20 a day. A Suburban for less than $30 a day. You pick the vehicle. And either Ben Karras or one of his managers, they can get you a price within 15 minutes. You don't want to be there all day. They don't want you there all day. So let's get on with it. What car do you want? Cool. Here's the price. Now let's work. 901-387-2000. That's the phone number, 901-387-2000. Pre-owned cars, hundreds of them as well. More than 200 on the lot right now, ready to sell. Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Dodges, Nissans, so on and so forth. Luxury brands, all of them, are online at JimKarrasMemphis.com, so you can shop. 80 pictures of each one, JimKarrasMemphis.com. That's Jim Karras Chevrolet out at 2000 Covenant Pike. Find new roads on the web, JimKarrasMemphis.com.
Porch to pool, deck to Dan. Ken Rash's Memphis at 3686 Summer Avenue is where outdoor comfort and outdoor cooking come together. There's nothing more relaxing than sitting or lying back on one of Ken Rash's sofas, love seats, sectionals, or lounge chairs while dreaming of a great meal cooked on the finest charcoal and gas grills offered in the Mid-South. Ken Rash's is an authorized platinum dealer of the Big Green Egg. Ken Rash's Memphis, 3686 Summer Avenue. Call 458-7841 or visit Ken Rash Memphis.com.
Summer buying season is here. The housing market is heating up, and whether you're newlyweds buying your first home, need a larger home for your growing family, or you want to right size for retirement, Mortgage Investors Group can tailor a mortgage for you. The experts at Mortgage Investors Group can help even before you start your home search. They can pre-qualify you up to a certain amount so that you know exactly what type of house you need to be looking at. You're in the right neighborhood, not the wrong neighborhood, because there's nothing more frustrating than, you know, looking at houses that you think you might be able to afford, then you find out you can't. Now you're disappointed because you've had your eyes on this particular home. Now you can't get it. And it also, when set side by side with the home you can actually afford, the one you're going to move into is suddenly not as great as it otherwise would be. That's why pre-qualifying is very important and useful. It can save everybody time, but it also can save you from that range of disappointment. So if you're getting ready to finance a home, refinance a home, or pull cash out of the equity in your home, you're going to use Mortgage Investors Group. It's Tennessee's number one residential mortgage lender, 761-6910. That's the office here in Memphis, Poplar and 240. Outside of Memphis, go to the website to find the location nearest you, MIGonline.com. Mortgage Investors Group, equal housing lender, license 109111.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, summer of 1,000 engagements ends July 29th. Hurry to get 20 to 40% off all engagement rings. Receive a free mini vacation and perhaps get your ring free if it rains on your wedding day. Details at rijewelers.com.
There's a woman named Carmen. She lived here in Memphis, right? Needed to sell her home quickly because she had a transfer in her job. She was moving to a different part of the country. So she did what I've been telling you to do, got in touch with Josh Hysaw. Josh went to work for her, got her 7 offers, and the home was sold for all cash in 24 hours, right? He turned it around quickly. How did he do it? Well, he's got buyers set up because he is the inventor of the 45-day guarantee. That's Josh's unique selling proposition. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets them sold fast and for more money than the average agent. Josh Hysaw will sit down with you, help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. Eventually, you guys will agree on a price, and if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll buy the home from you. You pick. It's totally up to you, and it's also a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion doesn't make any sense whatsoever, whatever, you're good. You're free and clear. You can cancel the contract whenever you want. No questions asked. 461-8147. That's how you get in touch with him. 461-8147. That's Josh Hysaw, only real estate agent I'd use if I were trying to sell my home. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Get My Perks is sensational savings and fabulous fun. Now it's even more magical. Download the new Get My Perks mobile app for great perks anytime, anywhere on your phone. It's free and fantastic. Visit GetMyPerks.com to download Get My Perks onto your phone.
The 24th annual Benny Minor Golf Tournament is right around the corner. Later this month, it's July 31st to be exact. That's a Monday, and it's an opportunity to play in a four-man scramble for a great cause, specifically the first tee of Memphis. It's all happening at Windyke Country Club. $1,000 per four-man team. That cost includes 18 holes with a cart and a meal from Hog Wild, plus each registered player will receive a Nike swag bag. And remember, for a great cause, the first tee of Memphis, which does a fantastic job of introducing the sport of golf to young people in our city. Check-in, it's at 7:30 a.m. Shotgun start at 9. It's a scramble, flighted tournament with prizes. So reserve your spot today. My name is Gary Parrish from CBS Sports and the Gary Parrish Show right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I'm going to be at Windyke on July 31st on that Monday morning. I've got my team. I'll be playing, and I hope you're going to be playing too. That's the 24th annual Benny Minor Golf Tournament at Windyke Country Club on July 31st. For more information and to register your team, please visit thefirstteammemphis.org. That's thefirstteammemphis.org.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I was told this road goes straight to hell. It's been twisted as the lies a liar tells himself, so don't ask me.
Baseball. We got nothing to do tonight when we get home in terms of sporting events. Pretty lame night in sports on television. So if you're planning on going home tonight and watching something compelling, good luck finding it. I'm looking right now. I don't really see it. That's why we needed the OJ parole hearing in primetime.
I know. Why didn't they schedule this correctly?
Why couldn't they just say, okay, normally we do this in daytime hours, but like for this special event,
seriously,
we're
going
to put it on television in primetime. I'd have been so down with the OJ parole hearing in primetime.
What did you make of the character in the courtroom, or not the courtroom, but it was in the corrections facility there, with the Kansas City Chiefs tie?
Like, there's one time in your entire life you're going to be on television, probably.
I mean, seriously.
And it's today. And it's today. And it's not like you're going to be on local news. Like, you're going to be on national television, every major network in America. This is it.
What are you doing?
And you decided to wear your to Kansas City Chiefs tie?
What's going on?
I mean, seriously, Gary, I couldn't. I tried to figure out what is going through your head when you're sitting in your, you know, you got that collection of ties in your wardrobe, and you're like,
yeah. I'm gonna go with the Chiefs tie.
You know, I could go with the striped pin. You know, I could go with the dots. No, it's the OJ thing today. Let me put on the Chiefs deal.
Hey, I'm gonna be on every major American network today for about 2 hours.
Right.
Give me the Chiefs tie.
I might go with the smiley face tie I never wear before, the Chiefs tie.
This is actually kind of scary because, like, forget OJ, but, like, these people.
Yes.
They decide people's lives every day.
So true.
Are we really comfortable with a man who decided to wear a Kansas City Chiefs tie on national television?
This is the guy.
Are we comfortable with him making life-altering decisions for other people?
No.
If you can't pick out a proper tie, like, this ain't a deal where we're talking about that was a great tie or an ugly tie.
Yeah,
it's a football tie.
It's a football NFL franchise.
Like, if you're a serious person, you can't wear a football tie.
I mean,
like, I love the New York Mets, but you ain't ever gonna catch me on CBS wearing a New York Mets tie
because that would look so dumb. And but this is even worse than that.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
And I bet the guy has to be single. Like, I bet if we look into who that is, there's no scenario under he has a wife.
None.
Because there's no scenario where your wife lets you walk out the door to go be on network television wearing your Kansas City Chiefs tie. Not if she loves you.
And you know that the wife or the girlfriend, or even if this man is even with somebody, the last thing you say is, you know, this is, you know what I got going on today? You've been talking about it.
I do it all the time with Kelly. Like, I will send her pictures from New York. Yeah, like, hey, how does this tie look? Should I wait? Does this tie look okay with this shirt? Does this tie look okay with this coat?
Right.
And she'll say, no, stupid. Like, no, that doesn't look good at all.
Doing?
Or she'll say, yeah, that looks great.
Yeah.
Or she'll say, no, what you ought to try is this. But I sent her a picture of a Kansas City Chiefs tie. She'd be like, what are you doing? You know you're on television.
What's going on?
And I'm on television all the time, so I can afford to, like, make a mistake. I think I get another at bat tomorrow.
Yeah.
This guy will never be on television again.
No.
His one chance to be on television, he's rocking a Kansas City Chiefs tie.
He will forever be
ingrained
as the Chiefs idiot.
You're, hey, Your entire legacy is that you wore a Kansas City Chiefs tie on network television.
That's remarkable.
Like, you'll always be, hey, aren't you that guy that wore the Kansas City Chiefs tie on television?
And you were on camera long enough in primetime on so many networks that he's now in an opportunity to where if he does go to a bar, like somebody, I'm sure, like, wait a minute, let me look at him long enough.
Somebody will be him for Halloween.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, if you're a fat white guy, why wouldn't you rock a Kansas City Chiefs tie for Halloween and be like OJ's parole guy?
It makes total sense. And bring along OJ, because, you know, people got those masks. In fact, somebody tweeted me earlier, like, you know, I can bust out my old OJ mask and scare people since October.
Yeah, that'll be the couple at the Halloween party, the OJ mask, and then a fat white dude rocking a Kansas City Chiefs tie. What a weird deal that was.
Crazy.
Like, you see it, and you're like, dude, are you really wearing that?
Seriously.
Like, you had to... You walked out of your house and thought that was a good idea. Like, if you make such poor decisions that you think wearing a Kansas City Chiefs tie on national television when you're in a serious position is a good idea, then it might suggest you're not capable of making good decisions.
We should never put anybody's lives in your hands.
Like, you're deciding who gets to go free and not, and you can't even decide.
Yeah.
Your decision-making skills are so poor that you woke up today and put a Kansas City Chiefs tie around your neck. You're not qualified, sir.
And surely those other dudes or women on that parole board are looking at you going, really? Did you just... Why are you wearing that tie today?
That's what... Like, see, somebody should have pulled him aside and said, hey, listen, man, I'm not trying to get into your business.
Yeah.
Do you.
Do you.
But understand, you go on TV wearing a Kansas City Chiefs tie, you're going to be the guy in the Kansas City Chiefs tie. Like, that's your... That doesn't matter how smart you sound when you talk.
No,
it doesn't matter what happens in this parole
hearing. Nothing overrides that.
You're the Kansas City Chiefs tie guy. Are you comfortable with that? If you are, rock it.
Yeah, go get it.
But if you're not...
All right.
Here, let me let you borrow this one. What a mess. What a mess.
Unbelievable.
Such a deal. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned a lot of things.
Tons.
I mean, so much stuff. Most of it about O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Because the juice was paroled today. He'll be released presumably in October and immediately become the most despised free man in the United States of America. Mostly, though, if you don't learn anything else from this show today, learn this. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to be serious and taken seriously, I don't care how much you love your favorite football team, a baseball team, a basketball team, you cannot rock their tie.
No.
It doesn't make you look like a great fan. It makes you look like a Looney Tune.
What's the biggest game tonight?
I don't know, Brad. I mean, there ain't much here.
There's nothing.
Cole Hamels is pitching for the Rangers. That excite you?
Rangers, Baltimore Orioles. They're both 45 and 49. I'd do something else. Get on Netflix.
Michael Fulmer is pitching for the Tigers.
No, there's nothing there.
I like Michael Fulmer. King Felix is pitching for the Mariners.
I guess you can talk yourself into it. You'll probably get to have open coverage on the networks, too.
Just, I don't know. This might be a night to take it off.
What should I watch on TV?
Hollywood Game Nights on NBC again tonight.
That's fun.
How is it possible you can have a network game show and can't get celebrities better than this?
Well, they have a hot host, so that helps. Didn't your friend on there, isn't she on that? Isn't the girl on there? No, that's the karaoke one. I'm thinking of the wrong person, wrong host. Who hosts it?
I
don't even know.
Tate Diggs, Cheryl Hines, Gabby Douglas are your celebrities.
Those are all has-beens.
Well, Gabby's still like 14, so like give her a break.
Cheryl Teagues. I thought she might. Cheryl Hines. Who is she?
Curb Your Enthusiasm. But, like, still, she's off the radar.
Yeah, she's off the radar.
I don't know. If you care about that, you can watch it. 7 o'clock NBC.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
I wrote about Jim Boeheim's kid. It's interesting. He's mostly been a mid-major recruit, low-major recruit. Somebody who's not good enough to play at the high major level, but he was awesome at Peach Jam, got 18 points against Team Penny, and now high major schools are trying to recruit against Jim Boeheim for Jim Boeheim's son. You can find that at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be Friday. That means Dan Walken in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We will meet back here tomorrow. For till then, be careful, be kind, be good, and rep your hood.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the National Tax Hotline today at 855-394-3844. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 855-394-3844. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls IRS
IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest. But this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. If the IRS sends you letters threatening to levy your bank account or garnish your wages, you must call the National Tax Hotline today for free information. 855-394-3844. 855-394-3844. That's 855-394-3844. Call now.
I have often wondered why people would hire law firms many miles from their homes, sometimes well over 100. This is why we have fully staffed offices throughout Tennessee and conveniently located for you. And I mean real offices, not a post office box. You can drive over anytime. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When you want to meet with your lawyer, we're close by. And if you've been injured and are unable to come to us, we'll come to you 7 days a week. Also, if you ever have questions about your case, visit forthepeople.com 24 hours a day. And you can always call our office, even at 3 in the morning. Try it. Being connected to you is our goal number one. For over 25 years, we've been here when you needed us most. It has been our honor to represent you and your family. Call or visit us anytime. We're here for you. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Mike Willis and his team at Cartridge World Memphis are your print solutions professionals. Make your entire print and copy experience more efficient and convenient for both businesses and personal. Cartridge World's popular and flexible printer lease programs are saving businesses tens of thousands of dollars a year by eliminating high-cost, long-term copier contracts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.